Today is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we're going to do a little voicemail sesh here. And these are going to be a little out of order if you are Scotty and you know the order that you called these in. But I'm gonna play a couple voicemails from Scotty. So here we go.
G'day, Adam. It's Scotty, your Aussie butler. It is 6:46 a.m. Monday,
that's early.
20th of April. I'm walking the dogs. It's freezing cold. It's 13 degrees, which is 50 degrees if you live in the 16th century like America does.
Yep, that's we wear powdered wigs and
so
everything.
Icy. Anyway, I'm calling. I wouldn't normally call at this hour of the morning when I'm walking the dogs and concentrating on picking up poo, but I have to call because I'm outraged.
I think that's a lie, Scotty. I really think that's a lie, and I'll tell you why I think that's a lie. Because I'm pretty sure that you always call when you're out walking, because I always hear birds chirping and buses driving by and splashing you and like all kinds of stuff. So I feel like you're always calling while you're walking. I don't know the time. Also, yes, we're in the 16th century. We all wear powdered wigs. Thank you.
Latest show. And I quote, because Sam in the hinterland is the only person who interacts with me about this show.
I corrected myself on that when I said every single day. Sam literally emails me every single day with commentary about that day's episode. And my point was, she doesn't want every single email read on the show because she just does that to keep in touch, and she does it a lot, so she, you know, doesn't want every single one of her emails. So occasionally, I'll summarize an email, but I won't do every single one. That was my point.
Close quote. Well, what am I? Chopped liver?
Yes.
I left a pause there because no doubt you're going to make up some sort of bizarre excuse to get yourself out of what you said.
No, I paused you. I can pause you over and over again.
Can't. The second thing is, I don't know who the hell James Corden is. You keep talking about him. I guess, was he the person who invented cordon bleu steaks? I don't know. But anyway. Number three. Ellen, what a train wreck. And I literally saw about 5 seconds of her yesterday on that ridiculous We Are the World Together coronavirus, only really America. She was on it without makeup or without her stage makeup. And have you noticed on Ellen's show that her makeup looks her entire face just look like a giant white blob or a peach colored blob with no features, no contours. All you can see is two eyes and a moving mouth. I mean, her makeup on her normal show is just so atrocious. I guess they're trying to hide the fact that she's like 65. But yes, it was very refreshing to see Ellen in the Raw without all that makeup on, and of course, you know what, she's looking good for age, so I don't know why they do it. And I mean, she's got an Aussie wife, Portia de Rossi, Aussie, yep, so how could she go wrong? Anyway, I'm unsubscribing from your show now, bye.
Well, thank you for your call, Scotty, and if you unsubscribed, you're not hearing this, although you called two other times after this, so I'm not sure that you actually unsubscribed. Ellen, I like her better with makeup, and I think she should put a little effort into it. When she should put on a little bit of makeup. I mean, okay, wrong. Women don't have to wear makeup. It is not a man-woman thing. But people who are on TV normally put on makeup to, like, you know, make themselves look a little bit. Even men, everyone does it. And I feel like she should just put a little bit more effort. If she wants to go without makeup, that's fine. But the audio and video was really crappy when she first started. That has actually gotten better. Also, James Corden is a late night talk show host here in the U.S., but he is from London, or he's from England. And yeah, he's a late night talk show host. So he's really funny. I like him, at least. And that's it. Everything else you said, yes, you do call in, and I appreciate that. You do provide content, and I love it. But what I was saying is that Sam calls in all the time, or she emails all the time, and it's just a little different. All right, we have one more from Scotty. Let's go ahead. I'm doing these out of order, but this is the one I'm going to play because it's the most relevant to right this moment.
Adam, it's probably too late to tell you this now. Serious message.
Too late.
Buy that house on the back of the golf course. It sounds amazing. No back neighbors. You can just walk straight out onto walking paths. That means you'll actually be able to walk poor Sydney instead of locking the dog in a tiny little room all day. And it won't have to poo all down the side of your house on the concrete. Do it. Do it. Do it. Who cares if the house is not perfect? If who cares if you get some magical feeling? That's all rubbish. They just do that on TV to make people watch the TV shows. It sounds great, and no house will be perfect. Bye, bye, bye.
Scotty.
Serious message, oh. But that was probably days ago, and you've missed out.
I thought you were done. No, so it is too late. I thought you guys were getting bored of hearing about the house, but apparently you're not. At least Scotty's not. And now I know Fatty's going to call in and he's going to on his show or, you know, at some point he's going to mention the fact that I just talk about the same subject every single day of the 5-day week. And, you know, Fatty, I can do that. So there. Nah. So I don't read coupons on Wednesdays. Regardless. So yeah, we are, putting in an offer on this magical house that did give us the wow feeling that I talked about yesterday. It absolutely did give us a magical feeling. I had little tinglies going up and down my nether regions, and it was great. It has the master. We could live in the master shower. We could do everything in the master shower. You could fit a team of rugby players in this master shower. It is amazing. I think we're buying the house just for the master shower. The kitchen is really nice as well. It's a gourmet kitchen. Anyway, we love it. So we went back there today with my mom because, again, got to get my mom's approval. And she loved it. She really loved the house and she approved. And so the realtor worked all afternoon, you know, working up the documents that we needed to sign and the offer letter. And so now what we did is we just literally right before I came in here to record, we did all the electronic signatures for the offer letter. So that gets sent over. We did some. So if anyone's interested, we're offering full price because it's a brand new house. And so generally builders won't negotiate a whole lot on the price like they will for an existing home. But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll give you concessions. So you can say you want to upgrade something. So in this case, they're not providing a fenced in backyard. So one of the concessions is we're asking for them to build a fence. One of the other ones is there's a really nice tiled shower in the upstairs, what's going to be my studio, but there's no, it's floor to ceiling tile, but there's no glass enclosure. They're just expecting you to put a shower curtain. But it would be really nice if there was a glass enclosure there because then you could see all the beautiful tile work that they've done. And so we're asking for a glass enclosure. We're asking for a tree to be planted in the front yard. And those are the main things. We're also, the realtor thought we should ask for a refrigerator that matches the other appliances. Mark and I already own a refrigerator, but she said they could get a counter depth, which means I guess it's more flush to the counter. And also if they get the same brand and the same finishes, it will match the kitchen better. So, you know, worst case scenario, we're getting a free refrigerator and we could either sell one or we could have a second one like in the garage with drinks in it or something. Which I feel like is kind of ghetto, actually. You know, if I had another kitchen in my home and I wanted two refrigerators, but I think putting, you know, I'm probably really alienating someone right now. But I've always thought it was kind of weird to have a refrigerator in the garage. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know. It's a stupid thing for me to really even care about, to be honest. So we're paying full price, but we want those concessions. And we're also asking them to pay our closing costs. And actually, that would be the biggest win. If we could get a fence and closing costs, that would give us a whole lot of cash to be able to go and, like, buy my hot tub. Also, I feel like we're going to have to do a little bit of furniture shopping to make our furniture match the level of niceness of this new home. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.